Today's podcast is sponsored by TrueCar. You know, there's something about TrueCar a lot of people may not know. Using TrueCar can help you buy a used car. In fact, there are over 700,000 pre-owned vehicles available from TrueCar certified dealers nationwide. If you're looking to buy a new or used car, you can get upfront, actual, factual pricing information that empowers discounts off the list price for used cars and a better car buying experience with the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network. With over 700,000 pre-owned vehicles ready to go from TrueCar Certified Dealers nationwide, you'll see what other people are paying for the car that you want so you know what a fair price is and you can feel confident. And with TrueCar, you can connect with a local certified dealer of your choosing so you can enjoy a quick and easy car buying experience. When you use TrueCar, you can easily find the new or used car that you're looking for. So when you're ready to buy that new or used car, visit TrueCar to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. I'm Rob Cesternino, back again to talk about the week's most important news for the week of Tuesday, April 18th, 2017, here with the panel on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's a meth news AF.
AF.
Same old news makes you bored to death. It's
death.
Time for some news AF.
AF.
Actual, factual news.
News. Yes. That's right. Woo! That's right. We are back. All three of us back together once again.
Oh, first God, off, Danny, it's good to see your face.
Yes.
It's so good to be back.
We are back. First, Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
I'm doing awesome. How dope is this cowboy hat I'm wearing?
Yeah, it's pretty good. I saw a picture of you, and I saw one of our listeners asking if that was from the original Westworld, from the 1970s Westworld.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, very good. I saw you wearing it like a bad hombre during the Running Up Reno poker tournament.
Looked yeah. pretty cool.
It did look cool, huh?
Yeah, you looked like you knew what you were doing.
I know. Yeah. And I was probably the coolest dressed dude there.
Yeah.
I had a members only jacket on.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Everything cool. was turning up Tyson.
Everything was turning up Tyson.
And it looked like you had a nice pile of chips.
Yeah. I was the chip leader for quite some time.
But at the end? Not
yeah.
Nope. So much.
Not at the end when it matters.
All right. And then back with us, the man who left a hole in our heart last week as he went off to go be even more miles from nowhere. Danny Bryson. Danny, how are you?
Oh, it feels good to be back. The third leg in the human tripod.
Yeah.
That is News AF.
Filling yes. our holes in our hearts.
Guys, I got to be honest. I missed News AF. And while I was a day late in recognizing that I missed it, I still, in my heart, I ached for your companionship on a Tuesday morning.
Okay. Well, we somehow managed to get through it last week without you, and but very happy to have you back. And Tyson and I were talking about how last week on Wednesday, we ended up getting an email from you saying like, hey, guys, I'm not going to be able to make the show today. And Tyson and I were trying to figure out if you were making a funny joke or you really just didn't know what day of the week it was.
I honestly didn't know what was going on. I was so far north without an internet connection and skiing every day. I didn't know I was in a whirlwind of activity.
Yeah.
I was
yeah,
transported to a different time and place.
Okay. What was the best thing you saw?
Oh, I saw the Northern Lights.
Whoa.
Yeah. Talk about awesome. It was pretty spectacular. But I don't know if it balances out the fact that I lived for 8 days in an RV with three other guys. None of us showered. We had all our ski clothing sopping wet from sweat every day, drying in the RV. I imagine that when we returned the RV, they just set it on fire and pushed it into the fjord because it must have smelled something awful.
Yeah. Wow. Tyson, would you be up for going to go see the Aurora Borealis?
Yeah, I would love to see the Aurora Borealis.
Yeah.
Is it better in person, Danny, or is it better under a photo opt picture?
Oh, in person, it's like, the sun is shooting its load into our atmosphere and it's just sprinkling down and it feels like it's right there, right?
Okay.
Like if I was some ignorant pagan, I would be terrified by that sight, right? I would just assume that Thor or Odin was displeased with me and was about to destroy me because it's just kind of spellbinding.
Now, is it possible that you might have just hallucinated it from an overdose of the Squatch musk from your van?
Yeah, it could have been an overdose of bro musk. And when I went out to get some fresh air, that fresh oxygen mixing with the bro musk gave me... That's actually very possible.
A very potent...
hallucinogen.
Yeah. The cocktail. So, quite a deadly cocktail.
It was
surprised
bad.
You're still alive.
Yeah, no, and I slept, so the RV had two beds,
yeah,
and it was two guys for each bed, and the bed wasn't even big enough for me to stretch out, so I was always in the fetal position, basically spooning another grown adult male at the top of the RV where all the fumes would like to collect. So I'm lucky to be alive.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Who did you sleep with?
I slept with a guy named Scott Ward.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think you know him.
It's a cool name.
I know him.
Oh, Tyson does know him.
I know
Tyson
him
knows
and
everyone.
I know all of those guys you went with.
Oh, Tyson knew everyone I went with probably better than I knew them.
That's correct.
Two of them the day.
Well, this went from you don't know who I went with to you know them better than I know them.
I went to high school with two of the three guys he went with.
Yeah.
But it was awesome, Rob. The second to last day, I did have a crash and broke my bindings and snapped a ski in half.
Oh, my God. What do you do once you snap a ski in half and you're on the mountain?
It happened at the top of the mountain, so I had to do kind of the walk of shame down the mountain with my broken ski. There was a very kind of Jerry of the Day vibe around that whole moment.
Yeah.
It wasn't great. And then I sat in the RV basically for about 10 hours while they continued to have fun.
Okay. Well, I would have appreciated the alone time in the RV.
I actually did, but at the same time, it got a little old. Wow. And the RV still smelled. Remember, yeah. It's not like you're sitting in a paradise. You're not at the beach in a hammock.
Yeah.
You're sitting in an RV that's sopping wet and smells like 8-day-old socks.
With no phone reception.
Yeah. No internet, no phone reception.
Yeah.
Now I know what hell's like.
All right. Well, on that note, let's dive into the stories that we have to talk about for this week. A lot of interesting news coming out at this hour. Here's a breaking news story that people are sending us that I know that, Danny, you're not a big coffee guy. Neither are you, Tyson, right? You guys...
I drink coffee.
Oh, okay, but are you a big coffee guy?
I drink coffee.
Okay.
What else is there? What else do I have to do? Be like a snob about it? I only drink
coffee. Yeah, you have to be a snob, I think.
I only drink coffee if it's from whole beans that I've ground myself within 20 minutes of roasting or of making coffee and of roasting. They have to be so fresh.
Well, I've drank so much coffee in these last couple of years that I'm starting to think I have an ulcer now.
Yeah, that'll give you an ulcer, huh?
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good. I'm trying to cut back on how much coffee. And so maybe this could be something for me. There's a new beverage that's out there called clear coffee. They're taking the color out of coffee, Tyson, much like your beloved Crystal Pepsi.
Yeah, with Crystal Pepsi, it makes sense. With coffee, I feel like, how do you make that clear? I feel like there's going to be a lot of chemicals in that.
A lot of chemicals in it or a lot of chemicals not in it?
Okay. Have you guys seen a picture of it? Because it's not like a steaming cup of clear coffee. It's a bottle.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Yeah. I think that's just caffeine. They just extracted the caffeine and threw it in a bottle of water. Does it still taste like coffee?
I don't know. I think it's supposed to. I mean, it says that they use freshly roasted Arabica beans to make it.
Those are some of the most popular types of beans.
You know, some of the best beans. They say it's low in calories, but it's completely clear. Clear coffee. They call it CLR CFF.
Well, as good of a feeling as I get from Crystal Pepsi, I get equally as bad of a feeling from this.
Yeah.
I just don't trust it, Rob.
Yeah.
It's not natural.
It has a warning on the label that says, keep away from direct sunlight.
What will happen?
It would discolor. All the chemicals that are in there to keep it clear would discolor and turn it like yellow.
So is it clear coffee or is it invisible coffee where if you put it in the sunlight, then it starts to go back to the regular color?
Oh, so you think they just used that color changing technique and added that chemical in it?
Yeah. So is this hyper color coffee?
It's hyper color coffee. Maybe goes from clear to brown.
Yeah.
Oh, now, cool.
The advantages, they say, are that this clear coffee won't stain your teeth. That's apparently something that you know, people is turning people off from coffee. This
one
might
advantage.
Make coffee more popular.
Maybe they can do that with cigarettes.
Hmm. Clear cigarettes?
Ooh. Yeah, that won't stain your fingers or your teeth.
Well, isn't that vaping?
Maybe that's next. Yeah, oh, you're right. They've already invented it.
Yeah.
And we love vaping here on YouTube.
Yeah, it's one of our most popular pastimes.
You're pretty pro vaping still, right, Tyson?
I haven't vaped since they started making those big vape boxes. I used to just do the e-cigarettes because they were hilarious when it was legal to do them inside. Okay. Now you can't even smoke those mofos inside, bro.
Yeah, I remember you were big on e-cigarettes. Is vaping
but
the same as e-cigarettes? Yeah.
It was as a joke.
Remember
that. What's
the difference between an electronic cigarette and vaping? Is there any difference?
No, I don't think so. I think they're the same.
Different words for the same thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, clear coffee, can you enjoy it hot or cold? Does it look, I mean, it comes in like a glass bottle, like you're supposed to drink it like iced coffee, but can I drink clear coffee hot?
Do you prefer your coffee hot?
Yeah, mostly.
Even in the summer?
I mean, that in the morning in the summer, sure. If it's like, you know, 115 degrees in my studio, sometimes I'll say, oh, just give me the iced coffee.
Okay. I bet it's meant to be enjoyed cold, but I don't know why you can't heat cold coffee up and have it hot, right?
Yeah. Well, is that the same as direct sunlight if I put it in the microwave?
It's probably actually worse than direct sunlight. Microwaves are supposedly pretty unhealthy for people.
Is that for real?
I don't know.
Yeah. Could
That's
just
the
be
thing.
Urban legend.
Who knows what's real and what's not anymore? Danny might know. Danny, are microwaves healthy for humans?
In as much as they quickly cook my food, I think they're healthy.
Okay.
I mean, the blood pressure associated with actually cooking a dish is reduced when I can just throw it in the microwave. So, yes.
Okay.
Plus, that little mesh screen protects us from the radiation.
Yeah, what's worse, the microwave radiation or being hungry?
The radiation from the, the hungry. Being hungry is worse because who knows what I'll do when I'm hangry.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
microwaves we've decided are good for us.
They are good, yes.
In addition to clear coffee, I mean, what else can we give the clear treatment to, Tyson? What's next?
Wine.
Clear
red wine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
because that also won't stain. Anything that stains your teeth, we got to go clear with it because that's sales pitch here.
So you want like clear red wine? I mean, I feel like that white wine is not really a teeth staining food.
Yeah, but there's people who drink red wine and there's people that drink white wine and they're not the same people.
Mm-hmm.
And the red wine people want to stick with their red wine, which needs to be clear.
Wow. Clear red wine. Is this a $1 billion industry waiting to happen, Danny?
$1 trillion.
I think I'm going to start on my vineyard today.
Hmm.
Get the process started. See if I get some clear wine to market before anybody else.
Yeah.
Now, could we still call it red wine if it was clear?
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah. Because with a good imagination, anything that's clear, I mean, you can make it any color you want.
Yeah. Hmm. Clear, because red wine is more of the spirit of the wine. It's not necessarily the color of the wine. It's the taste of the wine.
Yeah.
Right?
And the bouquet.
And the bouquet. You know, like a nice fruity, nutty, earthy bouquet.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing like the taste of nuts in my wine.
Yeah. So,
there you go.
Do they just use enough coffee filters with the clear coffee? Is that how they get it to be clear?
You think that's it?
It's just a Brita filter?
Yeah, they just dump the coffee into a Brita filter
Brita.
Pitcher.
That's what it is.
And
yeah.
then it's doop. And then it has a hint of coffee still to it. Because I dumped a bottle of Coke in one of those once as a science experiment.
And what happened?
I dumped a whole as much Coke as I could into one. And then I drank the Coke. It was a tinge of brown still, so it wasn't completely clear. And it had a pretty good hint of Coke flavor to it, but the carbonation was completely out of it. And yeah, I would say it was like a quarter the potency in both color and flavor.
What about in caffeine?
I don't know because I didn't have it sent to a lab. And I'm not so sensitive to caffeine that I can, you know, tell that.
Is that how they made the clear coffee? They put coffee into a Brita?
Yeah, and probably had to do it a couple times.
Yeah.
Because one time probably wouldn't pull all the color out of it.
Okay.
Figured out their secret formula.
Yeah, I would try the clear coffee and give an update on how it's working for me.
I might have an old Brita filter that I can dump some coffee into, and we'll check
and
it
then,
out.
And then blindfold me, and then I'll drink both of them. And then I'll see if I can tell which one is better.
See if we crack the code on this.
And then give me a cup of regular coffee also. And then I'll be wired, ready to do 10 more podcasts.
That's not near enough. You do more podcasts than that.
Yeah. Well, not in one day.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a lot for one day. All right. Let's talk about something that might be of particular interest to Danny. Danny, you have been a real consumer and expert in all fail videos, right?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
All right. Well, there is a museum opening up in Sweden this summer, which may be of particular interest to you. It's called the Museum of Failure, which showcases all of the worst ideas companies have executed in product innovation.
I feel like this is something maybe we could contribute to. We could be curators for this museum.
First off, I'd like to point out that I also like fail videos.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, you do.
Yeah. And yeah, I like this idea. Let's hear some of the, what are some of the displays they got going on?
Okay, so this is where they have, you could see all these different products that they've tried that were just disasters, and you could check them out. So one of them that's highlighted is Colgate's frozen beef lasagna dinner. Now, I don't know, does this have anything to do with the toothpaste, Danny?
Well, I would delight in a Colgate beef lasagna toothpaste. I don't see anything wrong with that. I mean, kids get bubble gum, right? They get all the kid flavors. Where are the adult flavors? Like
that's
lasagna
true.
Or beef jerky or any other number of flavors we could have
but
in our toothpaste.
If anything, Danny, this is the opposite. This is toothpaste flavored lasagna.
Well, if that's the case, as long as it has the whitening capabilities, again, I'm not totally against it.
Bergen would love toothpaste flavored food. This is actually Colgate trying to get into the frozen food game.
Yeah.
But what they should have done is use a different name than Colgate.
Right, yeah. Right. It's not flavored like toothpaste, but this was the same company trying to get into that frozen lasagna game.
Did it have clear...
I like how they have just a Blockbuster DVD case.
Yeah. So this is the Blockbuster DVD. This is sort of like they tried to jump in on that Netflix game, but not like the part of Netflix that got good.
Oh, like this shitty part.
Yeah, the subscription-based DVD rentals.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they didn't try to copy what Netflix was doing with the streaming service.
Yeah, which is what they should have done. They did for the second, and then they didn't do it very well. Poor execution and bad timing, and they were just out of the game like that.
So also tying back to our first story, also in the museum is Coca-Cola Black. It's spelt B-L, like A with the what's it called? An oolong on top?
Umlaut.
On top of it, and then a capital K. It's coffee flavored Coca-Cola.
So they went the other way. They went
darker.
You know, not clear.
Yeah.
To very, very
black.
Dark.
So that's gonna stain your teeth like double hard.
Double.
Bet it's pretty I bet it's pretty delicious.
That's why you eat the Colgate lasagna
right
with
after.
This drink.
Also, there is the Harley Davidson motorcycle brand perfume, which is sort of like it's called Hot Road, and it's supposed to be a leathery smell. Tyson, I know that you recently acquired another scent that we've talked about.
I got some kitten fur perfume right here.
Okay. Tyson is holding the sample of kitten fur perfume that we talked about on the show a couple of weeks back.
Gosh, yep. I wish I was there to sniff the nape of your neck.
Yeah, our intern Sarah McClellan, she got it sent to us.
I believe that she's officially our News AF publicist.
Our News AF publicist. So yeah, she's our official publicist. So she got us this. I think she's going to try and get us the Colgate lasagna next.
Do they still make it?
That's going to be the trick for her.
All right. So are you going to put on some of the kitten fur perfume?
I want to spray it on something and just smell it because okay, I can't spend the whole day smelling like a cat if that's really what it smells like.
Well, maybe you might smell it and then say, I want to smell like a cat the whole day.
Yeah, I think you're supposed to put it on your wrist, Tyson. Isn't that what they do at the perfume section of Macy's?
Okay, I'm doing it. You guys ready?
Yeah, we're ready. Okay, Tyson is putting down the microphone.
Whoa, for a minute there, it looked like you were spraying it somewhere else.
Okay, so he's trying to operate the spray bottle. Looks like it's.
I haven't smelled it yet. You're gonna get my first. You're gonna get my first.
Okay.
Caddy. No.
Explain it in depth.
It doesn't smell like kitten at all.
What does it smell like?
It's just like a nice, pleasant, like mild scent. Yeah, I think if I give this to Rachel, I bet she'll wear it.
So does it smell like anything you could recognize?
No. I mean, it's more on the feminine side, but it could be like a more feminine unisex fragrance.
Unisex fragrance.
Yeah.
Would you give it to Rachel and then trick her into wearing it as a goof?
That'd be pretty goofy of me.
Yeah.
I think she would smell it and she might even actually wear it.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's not bad.
Okay. So Tyson, a ringing endorsement of kitten fur perfume.
I did not expect that.
Five stars.
I kind of wish I was in that room with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think it would be Boner Town over here if you were in the room with
me. Population 2.
Rob, you want to come over?
All right, make it 3. I'm going to wait until Tyson gets some of this Harley Davidson cologne.
To counteract the
I can't believe that. Yeah. I honestly can't believe that the Harley Davidson cologne didn't make it, because do you see how stupid their shirts and jackets and vests and stuff are that all those
piss
people
off
are
the bikers, Tyson.
Yeah, Tyson.
Yeah, but Harley Davidson bikers aren't scary anymore, remember?
Why not?
Because we're adults now and everybody that owns a Harley Davidson is a weirdo.
No, I'm still scared.
Oh. Here's the thing with the Harley Davidson perfume. You're already wearing a lot of leather. So like you already smell like Why leather. It'd be as if Tyson was wearing a lot of kitten.
Yeah, if I was draped in kittens. Perfume.
Yeah.
Let me reiterate my statement. I need to say it a little differently. People who drive Harley Davidsons but don't wear Harley Davidson stuff can still be scary. But right. If you're decked out in all Harley Davidson gear that you bought at the dealership when you bought your motorcycle, that's not scary.
I think Tyson should go to Sturgis this year and report back on the level of fear he has amongst certain groups of Harley drivers.
Okay. Yeah, I can tell. I already can tell you, the guys that have their own custom jackets with a 1% tattoo on their face, I'm going to be scared of those guys.
Yeah,
but the guys that are
the guys
with their
that
wives,
pull their motorcycles to Sturgis on a trailer.
Yeah, with their wives the weekend while they're getting away from their office jobs. I'm not going to be scared of those guys at all.
Okay.
Rob, I'd like to point out that the Museum of Failure, I think, is a failure itself.
How so?
Because if you look at it, it is really a crappy museum, just from the pictures we have available. I mean, look at the bottle. It's dented. It's in someone's living room.
Yeah.
There's nothing here that says this is a great museum.
Danny, is it true that the Museum of Failure was formerly an eBay store and these are the things that wouldn't sell? And this is just a rebranding.
Rob.
I mean, they have this thing called the Nokia N-Gage, which is like some terrible video game console that you hold in your hand. They have also a really old digital camera that's like gigantic. They've got some like a face massager. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't think we should be planning the guy's trip to the Museum of Failure. I think that's the pass.
But if we're in Sweden and we just happen to do a guy's trip there for another reason, we can stop by.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Sure. If it's on the way to something.
Okay.
We're not going to go out of our way to go to it.
Nope.
No.
Okay.
Okay. It's agreed then.
All right. That's settled. All right. There's a new Dutch TV show that is trying to ask men to guess whether women are pregnant or not, and other disturbing questions. The show is called, the translation is Bring Your Bathing Suit.
Oh, well, in a time of progress like we're in now, so digression is going to happen from time to time.
Yeah.
And whoever thought of this was probably, that was probably their sales pitch.
Well, I'm sure that this, the way this came about was some guy, an executive at this TV station, was just sitting
you
in a
public
area.
You think it was
area.
A man? You think it was probably a man?
I'm going to say it was a man. He was probably looking around, wondering if these women, he's like, this would make a great show. Are they just fat or pregnant?
Mm-hmm.
And then nobody was willing to defy him.
Yeah.
Right, because he was high up.
So everybody's like, yes, yes.
That's a great show, boss. And plus, you don't want to defy him because you know it's such a bad idea.
He'll get
that
fired.
His position will soon be opening
up. Yeah. In addition to also having heavier women that they have to guess if they're pregnant or just overweight, then also there are other versions of the game where they have a woman in a bikini to see if she has had a breast augmentation or not. So all sorts of different guessing games can be played on this show. Now, when you guys were in Europe, did you watch any Dutch TV? Is this like all there is on Dutch TV?
We didn't. No, never lived in Holland.
Oh.
We lived in Switzerland.
Okay.
So we didn't watch a lot of Dutch TV in Switzerland. Yeah, we didn't watch TV. We watched Batman because Danny had the DVD in his laptop when he traveled to
Which Europe. Batman?
Returns.
Batman Returns?
There wasn't a lot of TV watching because... Well, actually, I will say this about European TV. There's a lot of nudity.
Yeah. So we did watch the commercials.
So those are the shows you watch. The other ones, I mean, if you can't get a translation, it's too hard to understand. Like, if you saw this show and you didn't speak whatever language they speak, you wouldn't know what was going on. You would just see a woman rotating on a pedestal and people
giggling. A pedestal?
Well, yeah, like, or whatever she stands on. Supposedly she rotates in the middle of the studio while people... as it says here, contemplate whether she's growing a human life or if she's gained weight.
Yeah. Now, is there a round of questions that they get to ask also, or it's all visual?
I think it sounds like it's all visual. They said that they had a pilot last year that was floated to guess whether or not someone was Chinese or Japanese.
Yeah. This is the same show? This is all Dutch TV?
Yeah. Yeah.
What in the heck is going on?
This is... It's like They're like, what are all the questions you're not supposed to ask anybody?
Yeah.
Let's do a show based around those. Because it's like the asking a woman how old she is.
Right.
Asking, you know, there's all those questions where you're just like, socially, it's
so you feel like that this is maybe some sort of a response to political correctness where it's like, there's all these things you're not allowed to say. What if there was a show where you could say things that you are not socially acceptable to say these things?
Yes.
That's how the producers frame it.
Yes.
They say through
that's how it got sold.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
I think another good show is, are they sleeping or dead?
Sleeping or dead? That'd be a good one.
Yeah, but you can ask that question.
Yeah.
Well, no. Just videos of people with their eyes closed. And
yeah.
And then you zoom out. Oh, they're in a coffin.
Yeah.
Or, oh, they're in bed.
Oh.
Now, do we know if this show is popular?
It is now.
I mean, it's going to be after this podcast goes live.
Yeah.
It already is live.
Okay. So maybe we can have some of our Dutch listeners call in and tell us if people are buzzing about the new show, Bring Your Bathing Suit.
Yeah.
We could start a show. Is he fat or is his voice fat?
Yes. Yes. Well, that'd be the podcast version.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Before we get to the next story, let me just take a quick moment and mention a survey that is out there. Should take you less than 10 minutes to do. It's at podcast1.study. But I know you guys love the free stuff that you can get a $25 gift card if you're one of the first 250 people to complete the survey to restaurant.com. And be in the running to win a $250 Visa gift card. You feeling lucky, Tyson?
Yeah, I'm actually going to get on there right now.
Podcast1.study. Of course, that it helps out the advertisers getting some more information and filling out the survey is a great way to support the show. Podcast1.study.
Okay, I'm there.
Let's talk about another story that Danny is itching to talk about, that Burger King released a 15-second ad which was designed to set off Google Home devices. It prompted your Google Home to read the ingredients of a Whopper from Wikipedia.
I think the King listens to this podcast.
Yes. Why?
Well, we talked about this, right, last time with the whole Alexa slip up.
Mm-hmm. Yes. About Order a Dollhouse.
Mm-hmm. And I think that It's just, this was a natural progression. Someone was going eventually going to do this. And luckily it was Burger King. It was harmless.
Yeah. Do you want to hear the ad?
Yes.
Okay. Here's
everybody
the,
turn your Google Homes off.
No, I think they already changed it. I think they already modified it. So I think that that you're safe, but here's the ad.
You're watching a 15 second Burger King ad, which is unfortunately not enough time to explain all the fresh ingredients in the Whopper sandwich, but I got an idea. Okay, Google, what is the Whopper burger?
Okay. And then it was going to, I'll tell you that I was on a different floor of my house that it was on. And I accidentally tried to say that to my Google device, but I had my iPhone in my hand and it was again, that thing where it's like saying the wrong name in bed. And I was like, and it still heard me from the other room. It was very, very good hearing.
Yeah, it'll listen. It's listening all the time, Rob.
All the time.
It's no joke. So people decided to, all right, Burger King, two can play at this game. So people started updating the ingredients of the Whopper on Wikipedia. So
genius.
Now, I think it's been updated, but earlier this week, it was saying the Whopper is a burger consisting of flame grilled patty made with 100% rat and toenail clippings. they also added that the Whopper is a cancer-causing hamburger made with 100% medium-sized child. The worst hamburger product. So people were just changing things left and right. Yet it remains far inferior to the Big Mac. It includes cyanide.
You know, if Burger King spent as much time improving their hamburgers as they do in marketing, because they actually have a great marketing,
mm-hmm.
I think that would be better for them.
Yeah. How about a commercial that's not going to piss people off? Like, I mean, what percent of people that were watching that Burger King ad had their Google Home device set off and said, you know what? That's a pretty novel idea. I got to hand it to them. Burger King for lunch tomorrow.
I think they're raising awareness.
Of what? How annoying this could be?
Yes.
No, I think you could look at it as a positive. They're raising awareness of the fact that you have devices in your home that are constantly listening and can be manipulated by third parties.
Hmm.
Yeah.
It's a public service.
What if you could set like a death sentence on somebody or a strike where you're like, just like, okay. And then you send a hitman.
Mm-hmm.
See, Rob, that's the future.
Well, you're going to be able to order hitmen from your personal smart assistants. Is that what's going on?
I think so.
I think that's still illegal.
Is that not going to happen?
Yeah.
I'm surprised that like Pizza Hut, or you know, someone didn't make it so that you could, you know, order
Domino's,
pizza straight to your house.
It sounds more like something
like
Domino's would do.
Oh, you definitely can from like Alexa or a Google. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So why hasn't Domino's made a commercial where they're just like, order 10 trillion pizzas?
Yeah.
They were just about to, and then Burger King did this. Now they're like, whoa. We don't want people to really know that there is 100% rat and toenail clippings in our pizza.
Right. Yeah.
Right. But that would just order a pizza. So that way, I think then people can't like update your order and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So
you could, this is what Domino's should do is every time they get like two, like they probably are overstocked in anchovies because not a lot of people get that. So they probably just order an anchovy pizza for everybody, get rid of their old stock so they can bring in the new.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is there any practical use to a company setting off like that? You would be like, oh, okay. Thank you for this additional information. Was there any reason why you would be happy that somebody is like having your Google Home give you more information?
What if this commercial was set up by a Burger King whistleblower who knows that the hamburgers are made out of children, and it was a desperate attempt to draw attention to the fact, but nobody, you know, took it seriously. What if it was, this is a whistleblower?
Hmm.
Well, I appreciate the valiant effort.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Didn't work, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's like some sort of like a public health service.
Yeah. He's like, just look at the ingredients. They're so bad for you. Yeah. You gotta stop eating it.
Why won't anybody look at the ingredients?
Yeah.
And then it got turned into a joke. And now people want Whoppers more than ever.
Yeah.
Because we're talking about it. Hey, free publicity.
Oh, yeah. God, I'm itching for a Whopper right now.
All right. Well, hold on. Let me give some equal time to McDonald's because.
Oh, back in.
Yes. A 8-year-old boy in Ohio successfully drove his sister to McDonald's this week after he watched a YouTube video on how to drive. His parents were sleeping. He got in his dad's van in order to go to McDonald's and drove to McDonald's before witnesses called the police. Tyson, could this be actual craptual, this story? Is this another planted McDonald's story that kids like McDonald's so much they will steal a car and learn how to drive on YouTube to get there?
It could be, but I thought it was pretty realistic. 8-year-old, though, that's pretty crazy that they can learn to drive a car. But, you know, they're working smartphones and stuff by the time they're a year. So here's the thing, Rob. In the battle of fast food, I think we can take this from this story. Kids are closer to God than any other humans. So if a child is choosing McDonald's over any other fast food, is that really God's choice?
Interesting. I like how you've really gone deep on the McDonald's versus Burger King question.
Yeah. So I think
should they come out with an ad like that and say that we all know that children are the closest humans to God and children love McDonald's. What does that tell you?
They should. Tells us that God loves McDonald's and wants us to eat McDonald's to be happy.
I just love that this kid used YouTube to learn how to drive. Like, what guy out there is making videos on how to drive
for 8-year-old
kids? Who's his audience?
8-year-old kids?
Yeah, 8-year-old children. Who's like, dude, I really wish I could drive. If only there was a video, because I have this car.
I don't know.
I don't know how to operate
it. My kid looks at some crazy stuff on YouTube. Sometimes he's
like beheadings and stuff.
Well, you should probably vet some of that.
Yeah, but he's telling me about stuff sometimes. Like, what are you talking about? wait, who taught you that? Okay. There are videos how to drive an automatic car, how to drive a car easily, teaching an 11-year-old to drive, learning to drive, teach your kid to drive.
Teach your kid to drive.
Yes.
People are making videos like kid, not like teenager, like teach your 11-year-old.
But how did the kid reach
drive?
The pedals?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I don't know.
Maybe he was tall.
Well, I think eventually all these things are going to converge when we have the self-driving car. And then there'll be a commercial that'll say like, hey, want a Whopper? Get in the car right now. Like, okay, Google. And then the kids are off and you don't even know where they went.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be like
summon car. Okay, Google, summon car. Go to Burger King.
It'll be like the commercial. McDonald's will come on and say, summon car, open door, kid, go get in the car, and then car drive to McDonald's, bam.
Right.
It'll be in the gray area of kidnapping.
Yes, but it'll be different fast food chains hijacking your kids and taking them. The commercial will be like, did you know that children are the closest humans to God? Kids love McDonald's. So kids, your kids will be in the car and we'll be serving them God's fast food of choice, McDonald's. Like, okay, what are you going to do? It's like church,
can't
I guess.
That.
So,
yeah.
Billions served.
Yeah, be on the lookout for that. Okay, and now I have a couple of updates of different stories that we've talked about over the last few weeks. Last week, Danny, that you were out of the country, you didn't fly United, did you?
No, thank goodness.
Okay. Well,
sounds horrible.
It's been a rough few days for United. We all know about the man that they hauled off the plane. But then there was also news about how it was reported a scorpion fell out of an overhead bin and stung a passenger in the middle of a flight from Houston to Calgary.
Is that okay?
What, flying from Houston to Calgary? I mean, I think that people do it.
No, having a scorpion drop on and sting you in the neck or wherever it probably stung him.
Yeah.
That sounds horrible. I think that, I don't want that service on my plane.
Right. What's worse, getting dragged off
the
plane or getting stung by the scorpion?
I think
you're going to say, or going to Houston.
It was from Houston to Calgary.
Yeah, he's getting out of Houston. You got to get out of there.
H-Town.
I think that getting dragged off the plane is going to be more profitable in the long run than getting stung by a scorpion, but you still probably get like a free flight with the scorpion sting.
Here's the thing though. The scorpion sting is good because it helps you forget how horrible the service is on United. So it's a nice distraction. If you had scorpions falling out of all the overhead bins and stinging people, it kind of helped him forget, you know, the guy that got dragged off. Like, you wouldn't even pay attention to him because you're dealing with the Scorpion.
Oh, so you think that United did this to sort of, like, get that story off the front page where it's
hey, their PR
forget about what's
so
going
horrible.
On with that guy. United has
we got Scorpions. So now what's going to be their next thing, dude? They're just going to keep coming up with horrible things to block the story previous?
Mm-hmm.
That's genius.
Right.
Well, that seems to be what they're doing. So,
wow, we cracked the case.
Yeah, well, they'll just keep coming up with more and more things that are sort of like very topical things in the news.
Yeah.
Maybe they could do like a United commercial, which sets off your Google Home. Then people will talk about that and just keep coming up with news stories everybody will keep talking about to the point where then nobody remembers that other story.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
Yeah.
Just keep piling more and more shit on top of the problem.
Yeah, then eventually there's nothing they can do that would make you not want to fly with them, right? Because they've done everything.
Right. If they have so many controversies going on simultaneously, you really can't nail them down for any of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, and here's the other thing too. Like, let's say, okay, the Scorpion sting. So you get on a United flight because it's cheapest or whatever the reason is, fully expecting to get stung by a scorpion, and you don't. And you're like, oh,
what a great day. Yeah.
That was a great day. I expected to get stung by a scorpion and I didn't. So United's not that bad.
Yeah. I expect to get thrown off the plane, stung by a scorpion, and none of those things happened. I love United.
Yeah. They're my favorite airline.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And United might just be like in the business of like, hey, let's give you updates on the Scorpion. Like, everybody, we're gonna need everybody to listen and be very polite on this flight, so we can bring you more updates about the Scorpion later on. So be sure that like, everybody like really attentive and listening the whole time.
Yeah. Wow.
For Scorpion,
the captain gets on the intercom and says, "There's a cobra in one of those front seat pockets,"
mm-hmm.
just so you guys know.
Right.
Everybody's on edge.
Has a GPS tracker, so we know where it's at all times.
Yeah.
We will update you accordingly as long as you're all polite to each other and to us.
Right. Did we ever find out how the Scorpion got on the plane? Did somebody bring the Scorpion as carry-on baggage, or Scorpions can just get into airplanes?
I think United is the airline of choice for Scorpions.
You know,
yeah.
What they should do is be like hauling scorpions off the plane. I mean, that would be good press if they could sort of like, and today, people from United dragged, here we go, like a huge scorpion off a plane. Like, finally.
The scorpion got bumped up to first class.
No, they bumped the scorpion up?
Yeah.
Boy, they can't
get anything
right.
You don't belong back here with the riffraff.
Yeah, you're a scorpion, goddammit.
Here's an ice cream sundae, scorpion.
Okay, let's update the saga of the man who was eating a photo of Jason Segel every single day. Do you remember this, Danny?
I try to forget. Yeah.
All right, so he's still going. We said, okay, well, he's been doing it for 4 days. You know, check in with us when you've done it for 100 days. Well, he did run into a little bit of a snafu recently after over 50 days of eating a photo of Jason Segel. Again, his goal was that Jason Segel needed to eat a photo of him. He soaked a photo in beer and then tried to eat it in one big ball, which got lodged in his throat, causing him to choke. It looked like that he was in danger for a minute or two, but eventually he was able to throw up the picture and we'll go back to eating Jason Segel pictures.
Yeah, thank goodness he's okay. My prayers to McDonald's have been answered.
Yeah.
He wasn't hurt.
Yeah.
Oh, this guy. So is he getting all the nutrients he needs from the pictures?
I don't know. I don't know. I think that Jason Segel was probably like, when he heard that the guy was choking, was like,
oh.
Like, is that best case scenario for Jason Segel at this point if he doesn't make
I don't think it is. I think Jason Segel can just continue to ignore him. I don't think there's enough publicity around this guy. I mean, we're giving him publicity now, like just what he wanted. Hmm. We played right into his game. But yeah. Anyways, I think that he's not getting enough press, and Jason Segel's probably not getting enough pressure to eat a picture of this dude. So I think it's fine. I think Jason Segel's play at this point is to see for how long he can get this kid to eat a picture of him for.
If
Sounds like eventually he'll die.
Yeah. Well, if something happens to this kid or man, is that still on Jason Segel's hands?
Well, yeah, I'm going to blame it on United.
Yeah, I'm going to let you know a little secret about humankind. We all are eventually going to die.
I don't know.
I think that it's not going to reflect bad on
Could Jason Segel just eat a small picture of him and just get this over with, like a postage stamp?
A microscopic picture?
Yeah. Could scientists like develop like a picture of this kid that's like will dissolve sort of like a Listerine strip size picture of this kid?
Here's what they need to do. They need to go to that meat laboratory where they make meat in a lab.
Yeah.
And create an entire heat body of flesh that looks like this kid, and then Jason Segel can eat that.
Hmm.
Do you know they call that meat, Tyson? They call
no.
it smeat.
Smeat.
It's smeat.
Why? What's the S for?
I don't know. Simulated? But I think it's called smeat.
Yeah.
Science meat.
Science meat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Synthetic meat is probably what it is.
Synthetic meat.
That's where it's all going. Okay, and then speaking of meat, we talked also last week, Danny, about the saga of the Nugs for Carter. That kid got verified on Twitter. The kid tried to get 18 million retweets for getting free wings or free nuggets. Danny, do you have any thoughts on that?
Wait. What's the backstory here?
Okay, so a high school kid in Reno, Nevada, tweeted at Wendy's and said, how many retweets for me to get free nuggets for a year? Hashtag nugs for Carter. Kid's name is Carter. Okay. Wendy's tweeted back 18 million. The most popular tweet right now is Ellen DeGeneres' picture of a bunch of famous people, and it has 3.2 million retweets. He said, consider it done to Wendy's, and his tweet started going viral. And he is now sitting on about 3 million retweets.
Yeah, 3.1 million retweets.
Wendy's says
15 million.
Yeah.
Are there even 18 million active users on Twitter?
Yes.
There are. That they say that 18 million retweets would mean that about 5% of Twitter's active users would have to retweet this.
But the thing is it's already past its peak. So now it's slowing way down.
Petering out.
Wendy's has said that they will donate $100,000 to some charity if it becomes the most popular tweet of all time, which it's on trajectory to do that, to beat Ellen DeGeneres' tweet.
I'm confused.
It doesn't help him, but it's something good that Wendy's can do
when they're
in the limelight here.
Should McDonald's or Burger King step in and say, hey, Carter, we got you. We got you. You want free nuggets for a year? You got it.
Yeah, they should.
Yeah.
But I think Wendy's is going to do something for them. I think they're just kind of biding their time and seeing when the growth kind of stops on that. I checked last night. It had 3 million. You said it had 3.1. That's considerably slower rate than when he first started.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll offer – we'll give you some money towards your bypass in 20 years.
I mean, he's a high school junior, Danny.
Yeah, but if all he's doing is eating tons and tons of nuggets.
He's not,
but
he's not.
Help.
He wants to be.
He needs 15 million more hits to do that.
Yeah. So hashtag nugs for Carter. They verified Carter Wilkinson, and then they also gave him his own, like, nugs for Carter. There is a Wendy's chicken nugget emoji that goes next to that if you tweet that out. But
and he also has, like, 80,000 followers.
Yeah,
this is why I actually saw this story mentioned, and it was in relationship to you getting verified, Rob.
Yes.
Rob is verified.
I am verified. But I think the person that was writing didn't know I was verified and said, like, hey, how do you feel?
Because you do talk a lot about the verification process.
Right. I did talk a lot about it. And then somebody asked, like, hey, how does it feel that the chicken nugget kid, he's verified now? And I said,
yeah, does this piss you off?
No. I was like, yeah, I basically had to get 18 million retweets before I could get verified. So
why is it necessary that he is verified?
I guess there could be somebody impersonating him trying to get free nugs. Mm. Like somebody's walking into, Jack
free
in the Box.
Nugs.
Like, hey, I need nuggets. I need nuggets.
I'm the nugget kid.
I'm that nugget kid.
I'm the nugs kid.
Yeah, you could steal me. I'm verified. What do you think?
Give me your nugs. Yeah.
All right, and then Wendy's social media is not through. They also got into a Twitter feud with Hardee's that there was a guy who was saying that the Hardee's 4 for $4 is better, which is basically the same deal that Wendy's has. And then Wendy's came along and said, we prefer the original to a knockoff, but hey, you do you. And Hardee's responded, just because you're first doesn't mean you're best. And then Wendy said, tell us the fourth person to walk on the moon. And then Hardee's blocked Wendy's on Twitter.
You know what? I'm beginning to wonder if we all think the flashpoint for the Third World War will be North Korea or Syria or something, Turkey, Russia.
Fast food wars.
These people, they're getting aggressive.
They are getting feisty, right?
Twitter game.
Less people are eating the fast food because people are more health conscious. So there's more competition for less customers. Yeah.
Yep.
More aggression.
They start stocking their restaurants or joints with robots who can handle deep fat fryers. And I mean, I'm just worried that that might get out of hand once they have robotics, once they have AI. What's going to happen with fast food?
That's a good point.
Oh my God.
Could be the where it all starts.
Yeah.
You think North Korea is a distraction from the real issue?
Could well be.
Which is the fast food battles.
Could well be.
That are coming.
Okay.
Oh.
Just worried.
Okay.
Yeah. Now I'm worried too. I used to live a carefree life. Not a care in the world, Danny, until you brought this upon me. Now when I go to one fast food, I have to go to all fast food to appease
the gods.
Yeah,
and I mean, they're
going to
have drones delivering pizza. They're going to have little robots that deliver pizza. Do you understand the network of robotics that it's going to be attached to fast food?
And then when the drones return,
be within reach.
People can only eat so much fast food, and there's so many delivery mechanisms.
When the drones return from making a delivery, they'll do drone strikes on those that are delivering the oppositions.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Then their own AIs will go Skynet.
Right. People will get more out of shape because they're not leaving their house. More fast food is being delivered. It doesn't end well.
It does not. And then they start to use humans to make their products.
Right.
Just keep an eye on it is all
right.
I'm saying.
Danny, speaking of things you're keeping an eye on, anything going on in the bolt hole this week?
So the bolt hole has got one scientific story because the bolt hole loves science. You know, I like to go out and probe.
Mm-hmm.
And guys, I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
And I'm going to see what you think. Who is a more reliable witness? A sober person or a drunk person?
Hmm.
I'm going to go with sober person.
Well, it depends what we're talking about.
Eyewitness to an event, a crime.
Yeah.
Let's say.
Okay. I think also it probably depends on the person, but I'll say for the sake of this story, the sober person.
Okay. Well, guys, I think that you both may or may not be surprised, but alcohol consumption does not necessarily impact yourself as a witness because people sober are actually terrible witnesses to begin with. I mean, just think about the last argument you had with your wife that was over something that took place maybe 10 minutes before, and already your facts are mixed up, right? So how is alcohol going to affect our memories when our memories aren't really that good? So next time, if you're drunk and you witness a crime and the police won't take your testimony, I have an article here that you can point to that says it's just as
so
valid.
So what should we do? Print that out and sort of carry in our wallet?
Yeah, you know, keep it in next to your pocket-sized constitution and your diploma that's also laminated in pocket size. Just keep that here.
Okay.
Because I think a lot of drunk people aren't getting the, you know, because a lot of crime does take place around alcohol. And then a lot of these drunk witnesses are just being brushed aside.
Yeah.
Because they, you know, oh, you're intoxicated. What good is your memory?
Yeah. I'm trying to think if a drunk person, if they have a believable testimony. I mean, if they were right there witnessing stuff, I feel like that, especially at a certain hour of the day, I feel like drunk people are the best you're going to do. That's better than no witness.
Yeah, and I think the reason you don't want to, you know, ask a drunk person for their testimony is because they might be annoying.
Yeah, they're super annoying to talk to.
You're like, I really need this. A murder took place like just feet from you, but you're really obnoxious as a drunk person. So I think I'm not going to do it.
Okay.
But that's not the case. Don't be lazy.
Don't be lazy. Carry that article with you, drunk people. If you're going to drink, carry the article.
Especially if you're around a lot of crime.
Yes.
Like if you live in Detroit or Chicago.
You can screenshot it.
If you drink in
you
a crime-infested area.
On your phone.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. So, Tyson, have we gotten any new reviews this week?
Yeah, we have three.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. Tyson, ready to go with all of the reviews people leave us on our iTunes page at newsaf.news.
Okay. How many of these do we want to read?
You said last week you had a really long one.
Yeah. Here's one. Are you ready?
Ready.
Always. Experiment Results 5 stars by A2 Brute.
Okay.
I feel like we've heard that name before, but this is a different review, so maybe it's two people with the same name. Mm-hmm. I recently placed a sliver of my brain matter under a microscope and exposed it to News AF. I admit I was sweaty and distraught from the painstaking process of removing my own brain tissue, so my observations may have been compromised. But what I witnessed terrified me. The sound of Tyson and Rob's voices ruptured each neuron from the inside out. The cells quivered and bled, spilling their components into a thin soup of brain fluid. Danny's voice induced reverse mitosis, wherein disembodied cell parts attempted to join together again. A veritable microscopic freak show. I eagerly await a response from Nature magazine, to which I have submitted these findings in a peer review paper. However, I fear that any association with News AF may scuttle my chances for professional advancement. Thus, I find myself in the timeless predicament of Dr. Faustus. The demons whom I summoned for personal gain will undermine the very aims for which I had summoned them.
Okay.
Wow.
Does that mean that News AF is a biological weapon?
No, I think that what happens is we blow people's minds and then you put their minds back together with your subtle fat voice.
Yeah, the soothing lather
yes.
of my voice just lays down a creamy layer.
Uh-huh.
We're like mental pop rocks.
Yeah, we are like mental pop rocks. Hashtag mental pop rocks. Mm-hmm. Here's this. Another shooting star show, 5 stars by Tim Heeb.
Thanks, Tim.
The 412... The 412 episode is still a 5-star show despite the absence of Fat Danny and Rob forgetting to ask Tyson about him checking the nuts at Reno Run It Up.
I forgot to
keep
ask
it up,
you
guys.
That?
I think we talked about it off
maybe.
Keep it up, guys. By the way, I would be the perfect balance as a guest host as I am a middle-aged fat guy with the voice of a 22-year-old stud.
Hmm. Oh, well, that would be good.
Oh, reverse fat voice.
Yes. Yeah.
I need to talk to him how he got that.
And we'll save this next one for next week in case nobody leaves us a new review.
Okay.
Wah, wah.
One in the
all
pocket.
Right. So, hashtag we just had the mental pop rocks come into play, maybe displacing Bonertown as the hashtag for this show. I think you get on a list if you start tweeting about hashtag Bonertown. So maybe let's avoid that.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you don't need a job or anything, then I think that you're fine tweeting that hashtag.
Sure.
There probably is a town, though, like Bonner.
Yeah.
Right? Bonner Town?
Yeah, yeah, Bonner Town.
Okay, how do you spell that?
It's likely. B-O-N-N-E-R.
Okay, so the residents
There's
of,
just two N's.
Yeah, the residents of Bonner Town. Let's see. Bonner... Is that, have I looked that up on?
Are you looking at, are you doing an image search?
No. I'm doing a Google Maps search. Okay. So it looks like there is Bonner, Washington.
Bonner Town, Washington.
Yeah, Bonner County.
Whoa. Bonner County. Yeah.
Let's all move there.
Yeah. It sounds like that'd be the perfect place for us.
Do we have any correspondents in Bonner Town County? Bonner Town County?
We need a Bonner correspondent right up near the Canadian border. Might be able to weigh in on some of these Canadian crimes that are going on.
Nice. Yeah. Maybe it's just that all these criminals are originating from Bonner Town.
Yeah. And if we end up going to Tyson's house and he puts on some of that kitten perfume, we could be all be residents of Bonner County.
Yeah, I have an update on the perfume.
Yes.
It's too potent.
Oh, no. What happened?
Yeah. It's just the scent hasn't died down since the original. I only put one half a spritz on there, and it's intoxicating. It's too much. I'm about to pass out over
here. Okay. Also, update. Bonner County is in Idaho, not Washington. Still near the Canadian border.
That's close by.
Yeah.
Maybe Tyson could go up there and... We can check it out.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll go check it out together, just us two guys.
That could be
just
a good together. Spot for the guys' trip, Bonner County. Yeah,
maybe we can get an RV and go up there all together.
Yeah,
just a single bed RV.
The RV to Bonner.
The Bonner van.
Okay.
The Bonner mobile. Yeah.
and it's only $3,000 per listener to join us on this excursion to Bonner County, USA.
Yeah. Right near Dover also.
Oh. Okay. There you go. Dover, the White Cliffs.
Yeah.
The White Cliffs of Dover.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Great stuff, everybody. Of course, if you want to send in some more submissions for NewsAF stories, you can email them tips@newsaf.news or post them in our Facebook group, Group AF. So many stories get posted there throughout the week. Some of them are actual crapshool, though. I will say that we need
it. I have noticed an uptick in flagged posts.
Yes.
So it seems like it's increasing.
I just delete them. I just delete a post if it's like, come on, this is like, don't post something from The Onion and say like, hey, this is News AF. Like, no, it's not. That's fake news. That's fake news. Facebook cracking down on the fake news also.
Yeah. And some of our millennial listeners, you guys know when you're punking us Gen X guys. So if there's a story on there that is actual crapshool, but is perpetuated by the millennial machine, please let us know so we can be ahead of the curve.
Yeah, let us know. Give us a heads up. All right. So thanks so much to NewsAF intern Lita. Does a great job compiling all of the news stories and curating them. And of course, to Scott St. Pierre, who edits the NewsAF podcast. We'll be back next week to talk about everything going on once again. At Danny Bryson is on Twitter. Tyson will be also with me on the Mothership on Rob's podcast this week, Tyson.
Believe that. We're not, News AF isn't the Mothership yet?
It's a different Mothership.
Okay.
It's the Bonnership.
The Bonnership.
Fair enough. Yeah, fair enough. Okay, so Thursday we're doing it
Thursday, a double episode of Survivor this week.
Woo woo!
So it's all happening.
It's all coming together. All right,
Danny, are you going to even watch the double episode of Survivor so you could hear Tyson and me talk about it on the podcast?
How can I watch it?
TV.
Okay, but where?
CBS.
I have TV. I only have I have all the tiny little TVs like Hulu.
Hmm.
And yeah, you can watch it on CBS online. The day after.
So there you go. I'll be watching it the day after tomorrow.
There you go.
Or whenever it is.
All right, everybody. Have a good one. Take care. Bye.
We did it, guys.
We did it.